Blog Talk Radio.
Enter the zone, the prophecy zone, your end time watchman, bringing you light in a dark world where truth is rivaled with a lie and the matrix is normal life. Luke 21, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. You are now in the zone. So be ready to enter the light or truth about the end of days, so you will be ready for the coming of the Lord. You are in the zone, the prophecy zone. So join us for the next hour as we look at world events in line with Bible prophecy, so you'll be informed and be ready for the coming of Jesus Christ.
Hello, welcome to the prophecy zone. This is Phil Armstrong, and we are going to be here talking to you for the next 30 minutes about Bible prophecy. I wanted to talk about the system in the world that we live in, the influence it has on each and every person. The Bible talks about, in the latter days, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Where did these doctrines come from? I just told you, doctrines of devils. It is coming from the kingdom of Satan. These doctrines are used to deceive people. And in life, we come across all kinds of facets of influence, whether it's in school or clubs that we associate with, television shows that we watch, even in the marketing arena, there are influences that sculpt our thinking. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He is in charge of what? Well, the Bible says that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, things that are in high places. We're fighting against signals that are coming into the mind. That's why the Bible says in Corinthians, and I'm going to look that up in a minute, it says casting out imaginations, anything that exalts itself against the word of God. A lot of times as we go about our lives, we don't notice that our thought patterns are being tinkered with. There is a physical and there is a spiritual tinkering of our minds. The spiritual, we'll get to in a minute. The physical is what I said earlier, television, radio, music especially, school, education, college, high school, junior high, preschool. These physical attributes come into the mind, and these are used concurrent with spiritual. And the spiritual is used in concurrent with the physical. So when the Bible says casting out imaginations in everything that exalts itself, we must somehow find ourselves a way to fight these influences on our mind. And the way we do this is through the Word of God. I'm going to take a break. I'm not going to have a commercial. This is going to go silent for a minute. Hold on. Stand by. Okay, I'm back. That was some, well, anyway. So let's get to the Word of God. Now, when we are influenced by the spiritual realm, the satanic realm, we are influenced by things that are the Satan knows that are in our daily lives. So we won't recognize that these messages are coming from him. So when messages are coming from Satan, it is messages that are not necessarily anti-Bible. He's not necessarily saying, he's not necessarily quoting scripture. Because if he says to you, look at that pretty girl, look at her, that doesn't have anything to do with scripture. Or if he says, go get you a beer, that doesn't have anything to do with scripture. But he's exalting himself, he's exalting against the word of God, because he knows that if he can get you off balance, the Bible says be sober, not necessarily meaning be sober without drinking. It means be clear-minded. And if he knows that if you're drinking, you're not going to be clear-minded. So he's going to send that message to you. Or he's going to, when you're almost coming home, he's going to say, your wife probably didn't clean up the house. Or your husband probably didn't pay that bill. Because Satan doesn't have to necessarily come at you with a biblical angle. If he's going to seduce you, he can seduce you just like he seduced Eve. Here, taste it. But, see, he came to Eve with the biblical, because I'm pretty sure God told Eve not to eat of the fruit of that particular tree. But Satan he's not bound. He's bound. This world system, he can use anything in this world system to get you going and to get you off the wrong track, because he's convinced many people to commit suicide without using scripture. He just said, kill yourself. You're not needed anymore. Nobody loves you. So we have to understand these messages coming from the spiritual realm. Because if we don't, we're not going to understand. We're going to adopt these thoughts as our own thoughts. And I call it the orphanage of thought. Because a lot of times, if human beings were left alone, I don't think that we would do half not even half the things that we do. Because remember, in the millennium period, Satan would be bound in prison for 1,000 years. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. And he will not be able to do anything to anybody, but he will be let out for a short period of time. And here he will be able to have an influence on the world. Now, in the Word of God, it talks about hearing and doing the Word. It talks about be hearers of the Word. Now, let's go back for a second. It says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So, in Romans, it talks about faith coming by hearing. So, what kind of hearing? So, well, let's read James chapter 1. We're going to start at verse 19. It says, wherefore, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superficiality of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. What kind of hearing? Something that produces active faith. Active faith, folks, is evidence of a person being eternally born again. Because if you walk up to a tree and the tree is alive, it's going to show evidence of being alive. If you walk up to a tree and it's dead, it's going to show evidence of being dead. So if you go around family members and they're cussing, that's quick evidence that they're probably dead, dead in their trespasses and sins. If they're drinking a beer, is that necessarily grounds for they're dead? Well, you got to be around them for a little bit more. The cussing is quicker. I'm easier to say the cussing is evidence that the tree is dead rather than somebody having a beer. Now, if they're going around the house puking everywhere and throwing up the tantrums, then there's probably evidence right there that they're not saved. So, but I'm trying to make a point. The Bible says, be ye hearers of the word and doers. So you got to hear the word and then do it to do it. So you got to be a hearer first and then a doer. But it says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Now somebody might say, well, we don't work for our salvation. But see, true faith produces something. True faith produces, well, first of all, love is manifested between you and the Creator, which will create in you a burning sensation to want to get out and do something for God. Now, are we saved by works? No. Remember, he's talking to the church of Laodicea. He says, I wish you were hot or cold. He says, since you've been hot, I wish you had been hot or cold. Hot is you're on fire for God. Maybe a little bit too overzealous. There's never such thing. Yeah, actually it is. And cold means you're just cold. You're not even close to being saved. Well, you're closer than a lukewarm person. Lukewarm is I need a whole show to explain. Lukewarm is what is a good way to say lukewarm when you're not saved? I thought the cold person wasn't saved. Well, lukewarm people probably have the gospel wrong, or their motives are probably wrong. But a lukewarm person, have you used lukewarm water to take a bath? Unless you got a sore somewhere, normally people use hot water. Lukewarm is not good for anything. Teeter in the fence. Look like a duck, walk like a duck, quack like a duck, but you're just not a duck. You're not a Christian. You don't even have true, you're not born, you've never been born again. You don't have a love for Jesus. It's superficial. It's like it says in here, superficiality. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness, superficiality, and naughtiness, all this stuff. And it says right after that, it says that we are to have the engraved word, which is able to save your soul. So a lukewarm person is straddling the fence. He's in the world, one foot in the world, and one foot in the church. And here's the deal, folks. When you look at a hay field from far distance, or even close up, you can't really tell the wheat's in there. You have to harvest that wheat. And if you have wheat and tares in there, you have to harvest. You let them grow together, and then they have these machines where they separate the wheat from the tares. And the Bible says judgment should begin in the house of the Lord. This is where I disagree big time with people who believe there is no rapture. The Bible says judgment shall begin in the house of the Lord. How can judgment begin in the house of the Lord? How can judgment begin in the house of the Lord if we are in the tribulation period getting judged simultaneously with everybody else? That's a case for thought. But the word of God is to be used, going back to our subject, to be used to filter out all signals. So if you are a born-again, genuine Christian, you'd be like me and go to the movies and you got your family, you got your kid there, or you got your wife there, because I went to two separate movies. And I know that I'm probably not going to watch a movie for a long time. It wasn't that like the movie was really bad, but it was bad enough. When you get saved, you know things, you see things different. it was only like 5 cuss words, but I mean, to sit through it, and I felt like I just smacked my mom. You know, somebody probably said, well, you shouldn't have been there, blah, 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 crucify him. Well, I learned something from it. If I say, what is it? Just listen to my last show. I'm telling you, those beasts in Transformers look just like the beast. The sounds just like the beast in Revelation chapter 9 or Joel chapter 2. Check it out. Will I go back to a movie like that? No, probably not. Not until Jesus comes. No, but for real, getting back to the subject, the reason why we get our hands caught in the cookie jar in the physical, remember I talked about the physical, where it is influencing our way of thinking, like the television set is physical, our classroom environment is physical. The mall is physical. If you got a problem looking at women, don't go to the mall at certain times. It's like putting yourself in a bad position. And women, if you're watching soap operas about someone cheating on their husband and you're talking about you saved, don't. You might want to think long and hard about just canceling your subscription to Soap Opera Digest and stop watching soap operas if it's going to do that to you. I like the King of Queens, and their morals are bad, so I really stopped watching it. I watch some of them when I know that it's like Christmas and they're not really too bad. If somebody try to come walk up to me and say, well, you're going to change the King of Queens because somebody's, you know, cheating on their wives, yeah, I'm going to change it. Should the Christians be watching that? I don't think so. So we have the spiritual and we have the physical influence where the Satan works in. Now, the physical is there all the time. It's the world system. Now, the spiritual and the physical, like we said, can be used together. But the spiritual is he's using what we know about our past or our present, or it can be something to stimulate an arousal. Be news, magazines at a store. It could be anything. So how do you get away from all of this stuff? First of all, I think salvation is so important that we need to be careful where we go, where our feet step, what we look at. Somebody probably walk up to you and say, come on, man, get real. Come on, man, live life. You only live once. Come on, you know how many people probably tell you that, make fun of you, because you don't want to look at certain things or you don't want to be certain places. I mean, I've had people in the military do me like that. The Bible says casting down imaginations and anything that exalts itself against the word of God. It doesn't have to be reverse scripture or, you know, misquoted scripture. It can be something just like standing where you stand in front of a magazine with a new woman on it. That's knowledge that exalts itself. You say that's not knowledge, it's just me standing in front of a picture. Well, you have knowledge that you're sitting there and watching, looking at the picture. Once you move out, stand down. Stand down. Get away. Get out of there. Doctor, my arm hurts when they do like this. Well, don't do like that then. That's why your arm hurt, because you keep swinging it. Why are you in that position? Why are you there?
Well, I just decided to go in a bar and sit down and get drunk.
But if you can't control yourself with alcohol, don't stay in the bar. You said, well, y'all can go in the bar. I didn't say that. Don't have a beer at home if you can't just have one.
You said I can drink. No,
I didn't say that. Because then you're going to blame it on me. Look, I don't think we should drink. That's just me. That's in the last day. I'm not saying I know when the time is, because it could be 5 years off, but 5 years go by fast, folks. I just got off from a deployment overseas 5 years ago, and it's like yesterday. My kid, I keep saying I can wish my kid will hurry up and get five so he can go to school, kindergarten. But I'm enjoy this moment. I don't care how Andre this kid is. I'm enjoy all this Andre moments. Or until Jesus comes, but the Lord wills. I really am gonna enjoy it. But I'm telling y'all this, folks. My son is 3 years old, and he and 3 years old came really fast. 3 years old came really fast. This is one of my shows where I just talk and blab my mouth. But if we want to be successful in being set free from pornography, we have to see heaven and hell. See, the church today don't want to see hell. The church today just thinks hell is too stupid. I'd rather get my feelings hurt. Tell me my breath stink. Your breath stink. Okay, I'll go brush my teeth. Or I'll do something. Put some mint in my mouth. Look, somebody need to walk up to somebody in the church and say, hey, you're going to go to hell if you keep doing this. Now, here's what I'm getting to. If a lot of people in the church, they don't preach about hell. They don't preach about prophecy. They don't preach about anything. So if you're not preaching about hell, you don't know in a true Christianity. If you're not being taught a true Christianity, if you're not being taught about hell, then you're going to continue to, you might feel bad, but you're going to continue to dabble in pornography because there's no consequences. What I like to ask Jesus for the power that he can give me, and I need to grit my teeth as long as I could. And what I can't do, God can do. And I'm willing to let God set me free, and I'm willing to let go of this pornography so that I can go to heaven. Because the judgment is too far great. The judgment, folks, is too far great for you to hold on to pornography. And nobody's not telling you this in your churches. See, I'm not a pastor, therefore you're not going to listen to me. But, folks, the judgment is too far great. Judgment of hell. I mean, think about it. Hell for eternity, hot. It ain't going to be just like hot, you sitting in a boiler room at 300 degrees even, it's going to be fired. I mean, if the churches don't draw you this picture of eternal damnation, and they're too busy talking about, we're going to build heaven on earth, this is kingdom now. They too busy talking about kingdom now. I don't want no kingdom now with potholes and pollution all over the place and kids getting molested and abortion still here. And, I mean, heck, the best hero we got is Lady Gaga. I don't want that. You can have that. How are you going to stop that? How is the church going to stop that? Now, the true church is buffering out, seeing. I've heard of ministry today, which I still like, but they were fussing and arguing about there is no rapture, and I thought these guys were, I've already read it, the Bible, and I can't find a place where there is no rapture. So if you don't have any ill will to get ready for Jesus to come, and you're looking at the tribulation period as if it's going to come, you can count the days. I mean, you can count the days until it's the last second and party like it's 1999. Make sure you juice. Make sure you take the right vitamins. Stay alive and beast past your house. And you'll be fine. But everybody's playing with the devil. Everybody's playing with life. Everybody's playing around until everybody ends up in the wrong spot. But God bless everybody out there. I can't find my switchboard. I got it. But God bless everybody out there. This is sort of like a show. But next week, join me as I welcome a couple of guests to come on. And we're going to talk about all kinds of subjects, including the Near East War, the Middle East War that's coming pretty soon, the next 12 months. But God bless everybody out there. Y'all have a wonderful day. God bless.